the book Hebrews, part 219. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. So to require any of the books which I've written, especially the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is also a handbook which you are using for your study, the revelation of the book Revelation. It's an 800-page thick A4 book. It's actually two books, which is 400 pages. You can contact us at the WhatsApp number +27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a notepad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a wonderful privilege. Now we are busy with the book Hebrews chapter 10. Now we are busy with 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17, which is our confirmation scripture that we are using. He said, wherefore come out from among you. In other words, he's talking to us. He says, come out from among you. And ye be separated, said Yahweh. He says, come out among her. He's talking to us who were Gentiles, who became bright. And be ye separated, say Yahweh Almighty. And touch not the unclean things, the sins of this life. Live in holiness. And I will receive you as the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. What a wonderful confirmation. To come out underneath the Gentile world and the sinfulness of it. And become part of Yahushua. He said we've got to be separated from them. Who are them? The world people. We must be separated from them. Do not touch unclean things. Do not go and sin willingly, even unwillingly. Don't do it. And I will receive you as the bride of Yahushua. He says in verse 18, and I will be a father unto you. That's Yahweh that says it. And you shall be my sons and my daughters. Hallelujah. So through new birth, the ladies has also become part of the bride of Yahushua. Look at 2 Corinthians 6:18. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says Yahweh Almighty. Very few scriptures we find where Yahweh is actually even speaking to the ladies or to the daughters. I will be a father unto you. It's not just the men who were circumcised by the flesh. These ladies, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 18, is referring to Galatians 3 verse 26 and 29. Those who were immersed in the name of Yahushua have clothed them with Yahushua. There's no more Gentile nor free man, slave nor Jew nor Gentile, free man nor slave, man nor woman, but we are all one according to Father Abraham's promises. And here it confirms that the ladies, there, Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29, says that the ladies has become part of the inheritance of Father Abraham. How? Not through circumcision of the flesh, circumcisions of the mind. And now this confirms 2 Corinthians 6:18. You can write it down, ladies. Galatians 3:26-29. And you can, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 18. And I will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and my daughters. And sons and daughters. I'm saying my. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, said Yahweh Almighty. What a promise. Hallelujah. Where in the Old Testament, you didn't even have a chance. And now I've already given you 2 scriptures where the ladies can become part of whatever Yahweh have in mind for the men. Hebrews 10 verse 21. And having a high priest over the house of Yahweh Almighty. Through Yahushua we obtain a high priest, not only for men only, but also for the women, the ladies and the daughters. And having a high priest over the house of Yahweh Almighty in this 21st century, 2025. What a privilege to have Yahushua as our mediator, sitting on the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us. Should we make a mistake, immediately he's there to intercede for us. What a privilege. Verse 22, Hebrews 10, 22 says, let us draw near with a true heart. True heart is not really the heart. It's referring to the heart because the heart is the pump station of my body. It says, let us draw near with a true heart, an open mind. That's actually what it means. It says, in full assurance of faith. We haven't seen anything that we are believing throughout the last 2,000 years. But we are living through the full assurance of faith. We believe it as if it has happened just yesterday. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Now my heart can't be sprinkled from an evil conscience. My conscience is my soul dimension. My heart is a pumping station. The one is not even connected to the other one. So what do I have here? This is figurative speech. We are not in the time of Israel where the high priest would take hyssop branches mixed with water and blood, and he will just sprinkle it onto everything in the tabernacle and around the tabernacle, even unto the people sometimes. We are not sprinkled. We are washed in the blood of Yahushua. We are redeemed in total. And because of the fullness of the blood, we are immersed totally under the water. Not just sprinkled with holy water. We are immersed under the water in the name of Yahushua, which is the figurative speech for the burial of Yahushua, the death and the burial and the resurrection of Yahushua. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. Shall we live in the sin longer? No. He says, those who were immersed in Yahushua has drawn equal with him through his burial and his resurrection. As he was buried and rose from the dead, we do as well. The old man of sin, the old woman of sin is buried in that water grave, and we arose a new person in Yahushua. The Bible says all things have passed away, all has become new. What a privilege for us to walk through faith in the revelation word of Yahweh Almighty. He says, having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience. So my heart can't be sprinkled. My conscience has got nothing to do with my heart. And our bodies washed with pure water. Now that's also figurative speech for the immersing. We don't wash our bodies clean. We buried the dead person. The one that was sinning, the sinner, the Gentile sinner. He has to be buried. Now he says our bodies washed with pure water. We don't wash our bodies with pure water. That is not the water that is purifying us. It is the redemption blood of Yahushua that purifies a sinner's life. The water is only part of the baptism ritual in burying the old person of sin, arousing a new person in Yahushua. Through the immersing in the name of Yahushua for the forgiveness of sins according to Acts 2:37. Now listen to Acts 2:37. Now, when they heard this, day of Pentecost, there's 120 in the upper room, waiting on the outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh. And when it happens, there's quite a big noise, and it was drawing the attention of the travelers and the people that came into Jerusalem. It says, and when they heard this, the outstanders, they were pricked in their hearts. Now you must listen to what they say. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now the men, he was part of the 120, the apostles, the brethren, they were the 12. Then Peter said unto them, Peter said, repent. He says, repent. They wanted to know what they do, what they must do to have the same experience as these 120 in the upper room. Repent. Everything starts with repent, turning around. And be baptized or immersed, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. That's as it is written in the 1611 King James Bible. Now we know it could never have been Jesus Christ, because the word Christ only originated 327 AY after Yahushua, Constantine, Emperor Constantine, the first pope. He created the word Christ, Christ-like. And then when the name Jesus was originated in the 16th century, because from 100 to 127 AY, when the Roman Catholic Church translated the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, into Greek, the Septuagint, there they translated it into Isis, I-S-I-S, or I-S-O-U-S. There's two ways you can spell it. The sun god, like Zeus, and Nimrod, and Ra, the Egyptian god. Zeus, the Greek god. Zeus, Isis, was the Roman god, the sun god, Roman sun god. Then the name became the son of Yahushua, or the son of Yahweh. They called him Kurios in Greek, which Kurios means God, which was Ra and Zeus, and then Isis. They created the name Isis for Yahushua. There was never a Jesus 2,000 years ago, or even 200 years after Yahushua, when the Bible was translated into Greek, the four Gospels. There was no Jesus. There was no J ever for the next 1,700 years. 1,500 years to the 16th century, 1524. Then only the letter J was created. Now if you follow another study, what is your God's name? I'm giving you all the information there. All the book, what is your God's name? All the info is there. All the research material with a full bibliographic on the back, where you can follow all my research work, where it comes from. So, he could not have said Jesus. Christ, he would have said, Yahshua. Now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to stop right here because the time is caught up with us. We need to look into the scripture a bit more in detail. Till tomorrow morning, his father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.